Well, hello everybody and welcome to another edition of VI Podcasting. This is Paul Hopkins welcoming you to edition number, or podcast number 15. I do hope that we find you well. Here in the UK, it's been a lovely few days of sun. The clouds going over at the moment, and I think we're going to get some rain over the weekend, which is a bit of a downer, but what can you do? This is the UK after all. But hey, it's a great place, and I hope you're going to enjoy this podcast. This is a recently made recording. We went, I think it was the 1st of May, yes it was, which was a bank holiday Monday, which is a holiday we get, sort of additional sort of state days off really, I guess, left over from the days when all the banks would shut, and they pretty much do, but I guess the phone ones don't. But certainly all the bank branches shut on what we call bank holiday. We have several of those a year in the UK. Anyway, we went with my dad, this is Sally and I, Sally as you know is my wife, to the Severn Valley Country Park. And Severn is spelled S-E-V-E-R-N, as in the River Severn. And it is the longest river in the country. And I'll certainly be putting the links up about the River Severn. But the Severn Valley Country Park, one of the great things that happens there is that the Severn Valley Railway goes through it. And this is another one of these sort of semi-impulsive kind of times that I really love. I would say that I am quite an impulsive person. And Sally and I said to arrange my dad, and he said, I'll turn up and take you somewhere. So he did. We all got in the car, and this is where we ended up. And again, as is often the case, I didn't know very much about the places that I go and visit, but I certainly learn a lot when I'm there. So you'll be joining us on a walk that, well, we took. It was probably about four or five miles in total over the almost a full day that we were out there. Fortunately for you, it isn't in real time. This is about 40 to 45 minutes long. And of course, as you'd expect, if a steam railway goes through somewhere, you're going to hear some steam trains. We managed to get some great recordings of said trains, and of course the sounds of the English countryside. So, headphones on, speakers on, whatever it is and however it is you listen to VI Podcasting, and as I said, I do hope that you enjoy this. As usual, any audio or written comments to vipodcasting@gmail.com. Or you can find my other shows at www.vipodcasting.com. VI Podcasting is spelled VIPODCASTING. So on with the show. Thanks for listening.
I'll be alright, you know. That's all I am. Mr. Sadman in my head. What I should do.
That's my beach.
Oh, yeah.
You can hear the train or see it sometimes.
I can hear the bells at the moment.
Just press that.
Yeah. Yeah, look, if I do that, you see, and hide it a bit. So there you go. There you go. It's alright. Hang on, let me do something with this stick. Hey, the thing on.
Yeah, so, it looks like a railway line there, but it's just down there. Is that?
Yes, I think it is.
I know it comes along there because there's a station there and a station here.
Oh, yeah.
We'll walk down to that.
Yeah. If you like. So we call this a...
After a cup of tea.
Yeah, right. We call this a day in the... This is a day in the country with my dad. And, we're in the Severn Valley Country Park. Severn Valley Country Park. And my dad, what's he giving me now? Don't make me carry this around. A bloody stick.
I let somebody have a walking stick that I bought from Germany.
Oh, yeah.
And I think it was you.
What?
A big yeah, thick walking
yeah,
stick.
Yeah, but I think you kept it. It was a big, thick walking stick. And we had stick badges on them, you know, the walking
yeah,
stick badges.
Who had them?
I think you did. Probably lobbed it in the loft, I think.
I can't find it. I thought I'd give it to somebody. You
know, he may have done, but...
Yeah, what
did Thomas say? Oh, hang on, he's got something to read.
Oh, Highley, that's it. Village opposite is Highley.
So this is a map now?
Yeah.
And this is the river,
this is the
isn't
river.
It? So,
yeah, we can feel it. Look.
Oh, it is feelable as well.
Yeah.
There you go.
That's where we are.
It's pretty
there.
Cool, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's where we are. We've come in this way.
Oh, yeah.
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 So we've got a lake going to the... I don't know which way we're facing. Is that south? I suppose it is. Which way the river runs?
That's north. That's north.
North.
To your right,
so
north.
North-east.
North. This is east.
Yeah.
East.
That's where we are.
That's west.
West and south, yeah.
But...
Oh, the sign just falling over. Let's go. Yeah, well, I think so. It sounds good. Well, there's a cup of tea anyway, isn't it? Sorry. There you are. Dad always gets his leaflets. So he can find out where we've been or where we're going. Anyway. It is something. Oh, wow.
Well, that village, this was created because of that. That was the quarry before over there. There was four quarries around there.
Yeah.
What about Ayrshire Quarry?
No.
Tell us somewhere.
So this is
but there's a branch line, I think, here. It's Highley.
Yeah.
The branch line of the Severn
yeah.
Valley went up a valley there and to Clear Hills.
Yeah, yeah.
Where they used to quarry as well.
Yeah, yeah.
I suppose it's cold, could be cold morning.
Does anyone like a little of my cake before we get started? Would you like some?
I'll try a bit, yeah.
Do you want to break a bit off?
I don't know. Well, you may as well do it.
This is a day trip out with Albie, my dad. He's taking us on a mystery tour of the English countryside. That's us, isn't it? Yeah. Me. Looking at a model of a bird's eye view of the valley. Is that the river then? Oh yeah.
Yeah.
You could certainly see that if you were flying, couldn't you? Seeing the River Severn winding its way. Steam train you can hear outside. We're on the Severn Valley Railway. Which is an old steam railway.
Oh yeah, yeah. It's right in front of you now.
Yeah.
Can you see
this one? Steam. Oh, yeah, I can. Oh, we'll have to definitely catch you. Catch you here or that.
Semi coach is gone.
Can hear it chugging, and you can see the steam.
5, 6.
We can definitely get nearer to that.
7 coaches.
You see the steam from a long way off.
Good.
Well, that'd be somewhere.
It's a noise, isn't it?
Yeah, you can hear it. Hooring. Branches of the...
Yeah, we don't
read
one, do
we? Oh, that's favourite.
In my dreams, somebody's written, in my dreams, the world would be a place with no bullies, with poverty, In my dreams, the world would be a place where animals could roam free. In my dreams, the world would be a place of happiness for you and me, by Zoe Pitchenage Tile.
Nice. Nice. Are they like in the shape of leaves or something? Is that the idea? Yeah.
Yeah. Contributed by Jim Brooks. I will not give you flowers, but I will take you by the hand and lead you to them. Not a fistful of blooms, but a wild wood, dappled with violets, shadowed with primroses. I will give you the spring.
Thanks. Fantastic. It is a great idea, isn't it? Yeah.
Duke of Gloucester.
What?
8th of June 1992
it was opened. Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah, yeah. We were just extolling the virtues of the traditional British cup of tea, which was usually a pot of tea, and an extra bit of water in another pot so you could top up your own pot. And we were discussing that my dad and I hold the family record of at least 8 cups of tea each in one sitting. And in there we just got 2 cups of tea, not even a pot. So I think we're going to have to try and better that today, but it was nice though, the cake and the sandwiches and all very traditionally English things too. So in front of us now, the open countryside, and I'll try and protect us from the wind a little bit, but the wind is, we're head on in the wind. Still hear that train off into the left, off in the distance. It is. It's quiet.
It's all downhill.
On the way there.
Imagine trying to get up this.
There it is, a downhiller. I take it we must be going down towards the riverside.
We are.
No, it's great, it's fine.
And that's the other side up there to the village.
I'll be careful. You be careful as well. I remember Dad always tell Sally when we go down the hills, if you lean backwards, it's not so much of an impact on your knees and your. You used to tell us to lean backwards when we went down a hill and forwards when we went up the hill. If you're pushing your weight to the back of your heels, I guess. Keeping the momentum of.
I suppose you define gravity, because gravity pulls you down, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So you have to make an effort to pull yourself back.
Yeah, for sure. It works, actually, for me. Okay. We got an edge round here, have we?
Yeah.
Oh, I see. All right.
Well, I suppose when I've, because they're building, they've been building a bridge, I suppose.
Ah, yeah.
I'll direct you onto that eventually.
This is beautiful
this
here,
is
though. Look at it all.
Now.
Yeah, sure.
But I might have built it by now.
Yeah. I should improve the path a bit then, by the looks of it. Those birds.
8 miles to Bridge
Hill. Oh, wow.
Hampton Road, 1.75 miles.
I've heard of Hampton.
5 minutes to the train.
How is it?
Well, that's what it says.
Yeah, yeah.
It shows a train.
Yeah, probably is it. Yeah. Amazing, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. National Cycling Network, Route 45.
Oh, wow.
Got the railway station at the far away.
No.
Right walking.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, a little sitting there. Quite. Leisurely.
Which is it down or?
Well, where are we headed then? Let's decide and then.
To the train.
Yeah. So it's nice and wooded round here now. The crows croaking.
Are you cold like that?
Nah, I'm good. I'll just walk a bit faster if I get cold. I'll be all right. Oh, little stream down there bubbling away. It's nice, isn't it? Oh, it re-energises you about when you do stuff like this. It's like you just, because you've seen somewhere different, it hasn't taken you long to get here, and it's just a bit of life you don't see very often,
yeah,
you know.
That's right.
It's nice.
It's a railway station. Well, it's the railway.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I hope a train comes. So, is this where the line is then?
Yeah.
Okay. It's definitely coming, so I'm going to stand and get a recording of it.
People are on the platform there. I'm going to the gate! So, can we get on there? Or?
Yeah.
Oh, here it comes.
Here it comes! 7802.
Train spotting.
Thank you. Hello, Brad.
Good.
I'll be alright. Stopping at the station, just to the right of us.
Nobody's allowed to go through the crossing.
Okay, you better not then. You can't get across there now anyway, can
Bobby!
You?
Bobby!
Huh?
Now it can go.
Oh, it's not going to go yet. Okay, we'll sort it out. There we go, it's off again. Bye everybody. Someone's got a bad cough in that coach. goes. All being pulled by one engine. Do you want me to put some batteries in? Try and see if that works. Sorry?
Sure. Just check the old ones out.
Gonna change your batteries.
Thanks.
Those are no good.
Yeah, rechargeables.
Oh, are they?
Yeah, don't throw them away.
Oh, sorry. Well, I was gonna put them in my pocket and dump them.
No. That's great. It's the sort of things you like. I like hearing, you know, the. There it goes, you know. Wow. Did you that echo then? For ages? It didn't.
Yeah. But do you want to walk up there?
Yeah.
Come on.
Have a little sawn
to me. There, because you can eventually walk out. You might walk through the village. Let's have a look.
As long as we've got a general direction of where we're at going ish. Oh, so this is the platform of the station, of course.
Yeah, but it's only a temporary one. It's only a request one.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
So you'd have to actually,
you'd put your hand out and stop when you're there.
Is that
anyone coming
down?
Yeah,
they don't stop automatically. You have to let them know that you want to get on or off. A halt, I think they call.
Going across the.
First time I've crossed a rail.
Yeah.
Is it? Yeah.
Go on, Dad, tell us what you used to do, you and your mates.
What we used to do?
Stand there. Playing chicken.
Until the train come. I had a mate once by the villa ground.
Yeah.
Was watching this train coming like that, and instead of jumping off onto the side like that,
yeah,
he jumped off. Onto that side,
yeah,
where there's another railway track,
yeah,
and the train coming the other way, and he stood there like that while the two trains went past him. And I stood there in the bank watching him, then expecting to be there when afterwards.
Yeah. Was he like frozen to the spot?
Cool. I wouldn't think there was that much room between the two for you to stand. He was bloody lucky,
and they'd sway as well, wouldn't they?
Yeah.
See me, what a nutter. Wow, madness. Oh. I think my dad was a bit of a rebel when he was younger. I'm in the little village of Highley.
Yeah, it's to do with the mining.
Oh yeah, it's part of the looks like it's part of the pulleys or something. So yeah, it's the village of Highley.
Highley Plateau, 1999, commissioned by the Highley Initiative. Sponsored by Highley Pens Limited, which is a pen factory.
No way. Sorry.
Someone's put that booze there, look.
I know.
It's a nice little village. You've got these miners' houses here, and the village that's got everything really nice. How is it? Oh, yeah, nice houses and nice little shops, chip shop and Chinese takeaway, even a Balti cafe, hairdressers. Do we know what mining it was yet, though? Is it? Do you reckon it was? So I wouldn't have thought coal. But that looks like that system looks like something that would need to drop you underground, doesn't it?
Oh, it does, yeah. Oh, it was underground. All right.
So that was part of like a shaft, what would you call them?
A mine shaft,
but that would have lifted you down, yeah, yeah. We've got the villagey atmosphere. And
cost cutter.
Get everywhere, didn't they? Then sort of places. Yeah, the village that seems to have all that you'd want anyway. Hey?
No, 315.
What, that pub or?
That building.
That building.
Yeah.
It goes back a fair way, doesn't it? That's all contented little village. Yeah.
Well, that's the centre of the village.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're going out of it now, aren't you?
Yeah. Oh, are you?
There'll be a school round here, no doubt.
And as you can hear, the wind's dropped right down and we're back into... Yeah, it's got very sunny. Still a bit of cloud cover. We're dropping back down again, so presumably back towards the river. Whoa, smell a bit of roast, something or other, guys. Some all those little, sort of nice flats there, aren't they?
Someone's got a real fire there, smoke coming through the chimney.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's downhill now until we start climbing up to the what's it place, restaurant.
Yeah. Oof. It's got warm again there.
Yeah, just imagine me sat on the bench.
Yeah,
there,
I could.
Yeah.
You'd love that, wouldn't you, Ia?
Yeah. Watching this all, everything go by.
Hello, you're right.
Yeah, my dad would like that as well.
Yeah.
It's a left ball.
Yeah. Oh, is this a local bus stop, is it? Maybe.
I don't think I've even seen, I haven't seen a bus here, have you?
No.
Not you, well, I wouldn't be today, but there are bus, school buses, and there must be a run from here to Bewdley to
Kidderminster.
Reach north. It must come up and go round at these villages.
Yeah.
To some of the schools.
You've got to have a car, really, haven't you, to live round here, I think.
But not ordinary. I think it's only relied on for...
Once a couple
for
of
school,
yeah,
all the people inside, that will be on the in the cars up my local taxis.
Oh, so we've got some interesting wind chimes there. Look,
nice church there.
Are those?
Yeah, like bamboos, aren't they?
Yeah.
My mum's got some there.
Oh yeah.
Trying to push my head towards the sound. Wind's picked up a bit. Car behind us, am I not? There you go. Little sound.
You do feel you're somewhere else, don't you?
You really do.
Don't get that very often, do you? So a bit of the garden in the middle.
In the middle of the pavement, yeah. Nice. There's a bit of traffic. What do you think these little thingies are in the middle of the road? These markings? Oh, is it? What's it say?
30.
Oh, it's the speed limit,
yeah,
is it?
Yeah.
Do they?
The speed limit on the road.
It's a good idea.
Very helpful, actually. The manor house.
Yes, look at that. What year is that?
1520.
Oh, yo, yo. Is that all it says?
The manor house, yeah,
1520. So, 1520. Gosh, what was going on then? Wow.
I'm going to stop because the road stops, the pavement stops.
Oh, yeah, okay. Or we just walk.
Can you keep it in there?
Alright. Yeah. No, okay. So now we've got to walk, didn't we? So.
Cars coming.
They'll be alright. They won't, you know. They know people walk along here. Onto the pavement again, I guess.
I think just down the road there's the pen factory. I don't know what it's obviously pen.
Okay, so in the 5 minutes that we've been walking, we've gone from all this optimism regards the sun to sort of black clouds over Bill's and anyone else's mother's. Wind's got up a bit, and we're amply supplied with walking equipment, aren't we? You know, it's like, I think Sally and I have got pairs of trainers on, which is okay for the road, I guess, but not a waterproof jacket.
No, I would say no waterproof
between
us, with us
whatsoever. No umbrella.
Completely wrong thing to do.
Yeah, it is. It is in most places, but in Britain, well, we get wet, I guess, if that happens. But so they're slowly heading back down this hill.
Some toilets down here. Could stand in the toilets if we pause down the right. This is the right road down, I suspect.
I think so.
This is a park, there's a blue parking sign, which is a good sign, always means there's an attraction.
Well, that's where the toilet, that's another park. That's part of the
quarry.
Country park, country but park. It's the other side. Yeah. We've got to get the other side of the river.
Oh, blimey, Dad.
No, this was going to be a ramble.
No, we didn't. I'm sort of thinking about my next cup of tea.
Yeah.
Well, I kind of thought that just before we came into the village.
Yeah, well, there's nothing there. Was no. There? We did look. Oh, yeah. There, but it was closed.
Yeah, okay.
Is that going to come round?
You wouldn't think it would have been closed, actually.
No.
You would have thought it would have been open, but there you go.
But I don't get. I suppose I get.
Start through traffic, isn't it? Train in the distance. To Ivy Station. Are these? What are these? No, they're not. I thought they were old trucks. I think they're doing some work there for sure.
Visitor centre. Well, 1 mile.
Blimey. Mind you, we probably walked 3.
Yeah, it's not too bad.
Sorry,
might
be coming there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Cups of tea, look.
Well, yeah. You don't have to tell me that twice. We better get across the track then. Gonna turn and face it. To an Arley station now. Just gonna hear the train coming in.
Can you? Distant.
Yeah. This way, to your right. It's amazing how you can hear the train so far in the distance. No, no.
I can hear it, but I still can't see.
And then it sounds as if it's stopping, but it's not. It must be, going in a culvert or something, so you can't hear it so well, and then back out, I don't know. There we go, that's the station bell. Yeah. Beautiful.
Hi, Lee.
That's the guard, the station. Helping people in and out. Got you a cold one, but...
Cool.
There's yours, Paul.
That one, cheers.
Some sugar in, is that right?
Yeah, lovely, yeah. There goes a choo choo. Yeah, I want to sit down because. Train coming. I suspect it'll be coming the other way this time. Well, it is. Just heard it whistle, so we know it is.
In London, there's underground.
Oh, wow.
Stress,
how can I forget? Here it comes.
I'm going to take a picture.
Okay.
Oh.
Oh, I see. What's happened is someone wants to get off at the country park, so it's a request stop, isn't it?
Yeah.
So they have to tell the crew that he wants to get off at that request stop that we went through. How cool is that? There we go. That's the acknowledgement, I think.
Does that come from Bridge North, has it?
Oh, Dad would know. I'm not sure which direction.
Ah, right.
Back in the safari park. Back in the
it would be a nice one. We'll do it. We really will. We need to do it.
All the old fashioned seating as well.
Mm.
But the kids love that.
say, all the ones all pulled by one engine. It's pretty good. Are those the seats where you go in and they've got the like the little doors, inner doors of the compartments, like?
Some of them are.
Mm. Yeah, some of them weren't. They were just open ones like we had.
Yeah.
But the seating had the arms.
And the great big backs. And yeah.
You couldn't hold my dog while I go to the ladies, could you? Yeah. Do you mind? No, yeah. Thank you ever so much. Stay there, Larkin. Do the boy.
All right.
Yeah, you've got a long nose, haven't you?
You've
got a long, cute nose, a very pointy nose. What are you? You were like a little, yeah, what they call those? A Snoopy dog's red setter type thing.
The North East to Glasgow, up that way. Norwich and Newcastle and places up that way.
Yeah.
She'll be back in a minute, sweetheart. There you go.
I don't know what
type of dog.
What type of dog, sir? Oh, lovely dog. Hairy, whippy,
yeah. You've got a very pointy nose. Is it in the nose?
I think it's...
What the fuck?
It's like a hairy grey hair in
it. You are, aren't you?
Yeah.
You have to ask, won't we? When she comes. Hey? Are you a fox?
I don't know what
she made. Good looking dog.
Yeah, she is.
What sort of dog is it?
It's a Saluki crossed with a Lurcher.
Ah, that's right. Yeah.
Is that what the pointy nose?
Yes, the pointy nose. Thanks ever so much.
No problem at all.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what my hands got wet.
Suppose
you
better go
in,
right?
Yeah.
What
if our next cup of tea? I tell you, man, I'm too old to walk without any inspirations. Yeah, that'd be good. I'm just going into the station. Quite dark though. So is this where you get your tickets now, is it? So what's this way you can just...
It's nice, though.
Yeah,
it wasn't cool,
yeah. Mm-hmm. All the old... these pictures and stuff up here. Very nicely presented.
I like it, you know how it used to look.
Yeah, definitely, yeah.
Yeah, I'm welcome to hire
them. Oh, yeah.
It's a bit of a... Ooh, you need
to see it round cruises. Oh, now you're talking.
That'd be alright, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
An evening cruise.
Definitely. Oh, man. It's cool here. I like it.
What we did once, though, we got off at half
here. A lot of people here, obviously, a bit of spotters, aren't they? You know, not to spot the trains. It's amazing you can just walk across the tracks from one platform to the other. It's none of this. I'm just saying you can walk across the tracks, you know, you don't have to, they wouldn't let you do that, you know, nowadays, obviously.
Stop.
No. Bad. There's the Hiley. Oh, it's spelled differently to I thought, H-I-G-H-L-E-Y.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, the platform's raised more than I thought because we're just coming down this hill to it, aren't we?
It's got that.
Nice.
It is, yeah.
Which way have we got to go?
Yeah, that one.
Right.
Let's have a look here.
Yeah.
I've been to this pub, fancy that. I've been to this pub years and years ago, and I forgot where it was.
Oh, right.
So now we're alongside the river, Severn.
The Ship Inn, it's called.
Oh, yeah.
That by the river, that lovely.
Oh, it's a proper river now, isn't it?
Yes. Huh? Yeah, it is. There are some little rapids in the water just to the right of us. Hopefully I'll blow his whistle again in a minute. Him just behind me, very much in the background. I think they're going away from us, that train.
There's one down there, look.
Is that what?
There's one down there.
Is it? Fast moving part of the river here. I presume it must be quite deep as well.
Oh yeah, it would be. You wouldn't want to get stuck in that.
Oh yeah, there's some rocks or something just over in the middle of the river.
You can see the top of the visitor centre up there, look. It's on the top of the hill.
Thank you, Lord.
You can see the roof.
Yeah. We've done very well. Now I'm just walking, we're walking back across the bridge that we went on earlier. Try to the right. So we're walking. So we're walking away from the train now. Going back the way we came about 3 miles, 4 miles ago. Think so.
All the equipment that I need to move that.
Mm. So what, this is part of the bridge to go across, is it?
No, this is. That's on your support thing.
Uh huh, yeah.
Further over there, it's on the floor.
Oh, right, okay.
I'm
going
to have to get a crane and lift that up.
Yeah, yeah. You smell the sort of like the sand in the cement or whatever they use.